You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
More than an hour, you know. Are you there, Dave?
You didn't have a podcast with us before. We're just getting started in an hour.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our podcast over on our channel, they go hour and a half.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a night owl, so I, you know, as long as y'all are good with staying up, I'm good with staying up. So.
So you're in Alabama?
Yes, Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery. Okay. So are you Eastern or Central?
Central.
You are Central. Okay.
So it's 8 o'clock for me.
Yeah, it's 9 for me down here in Florida, and in the fall we are not falling back this year.
I heard that. My in-laws live in Chipley, Florida.
Where's that? I'm not familiar.
It's
with that.
Over in the Panhandle. It's about 20 minutes or so north of Panama City Beach.
Oh, okay.
Where are you at in Florida?
I'm down near Tampa.
Okay. They just moved from St. Petersburg, so.
Somewhat
familiar with the area.
We're up in Tarpon Springs. I don't know if you know where that is, but we're up just. It's a little bit north of Clearwater.
Gotcha.
It's a great little, cool little town. I had no idea that it was here. My wife talked me into moving here 3 years ago. and from the Chicago area where Dave was. And which is funny because I didn't even get connected with Dave on the podcast with 80s Reboot until after I moved, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's known. Cheryl is our connection there. This girl, Cheryl, who their kids go to school together. And she told me one day, she goes, "Hey, you got to hear this great 80s podcast." I'm like, "Okay." So I'm listening, and some of the early shows I'm listening, and I'm like, "Oh man, these guys are like a lot younger." And I'm like, "They don't know what they're talking about." And and some of them are, they haven't been around for a while. Some of them went off, you know, went by the wayside. And I'm like, I gotta be on the show. I gotta talk to Dave. Cause I know Dave definitely knows this stuff. He's good. He's good with it. And he's fun to be on the show with. And, so I reached out through Cheryl. I'm like, "Hey, see if I can talk to him, be on the show." So we did the first episode I did was interview with Billy Mitchell, which was interesting. Easy interview. I mean, he will just, you know, he'll go on and on. You ask him one quick question, he'll talk for 10 minutes. So
his favorite subject is himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gathered that from everything I've heard. And of course the documentary,
you know, haven't seen that documentary.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I just don't even know where, what is it called? I can't even remember what it's called.
It's called The King of Kong.
Oh, right.
Fistful of Quarters is the subtitle. But it was on Netflix, but it's been gone for a while now. So I don't know if it's any on any of the other streaming. If you do any other streaming, I don't know if it's on there or not. I haven't checked lately.
But. I got Hulu, Amazon, and Netflix is what I'm, you know. That's all we do now. We don't do any. I don't have.
We don't either. I don't have cable.
No cable, no satellite. I mean, I miss my sports every once in a while. My football. I'm a football geek at the same time, but.
Yeah, you got to do like Sling or something like that to get your ESPN on.
Yeah. And being from Chicago, I'm a Bears fan, so it's been tough the last few years. So I haven't really missed all that much.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm actually from Central Pennsylvania, so I'm a Steelers fan.
Ooh. You guys have a good year every year, it seems.
We can beat everybody in our division. We just can't get past the stupid Patriots.
Yeah,
so.
Don't get me started on Patriots. I was so happy that Philly beat them. That was one of the best games ever.
No joke. So, Rose, where are you?
Washington State, Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 2 a.m. there. Yesterday.
It's bright outside.
And raining.
I'm totally in denial. I see no rain.
You put pictures of the sun and stuff on the outside of your house, taped to your windows.
Yeah. So. There you go. Yeah. So you've been here.
It's a state of mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl I work with, her son is in Seattle.
Holy crap. Yeah. Yeah, we just have to have vitamin D intravenously pumped into her bloodstream. That's why they have so many fucking coffee shops here, for God's sake.
It's so dreary. Everybody wants walking zombies.
Yeah, that's without the coffee, though.
Did you guys ever watch Portlandia?
No.
I tried. I really did. Fred Armisen by himself.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen him on SNL a few times, and he does a really killer Liberace.
Yeah.
I was trying to, I know I'm rabbit trailing, I'm sorry, but I was trying to explain to somebody that Bill Hader was doing an impression of Vincent Price, and he was doing one of these shows for Halloween or Thanksgiving or something like that. And she's like, who? And I said, Bill Hader. She goes, no. Who is he impersonating? I said, Vincent Price. I don't know who that is. What? You're 40? What? You know, it's just my head just blew up. It's I cannot believe I'm explaining to who you, that you never
you
heard
the
Thriller.
Address to your cave. Yeah.
Yes, please. But yeah. But anyway, so he always did this Liberace impression, which was really cool. But I really couldn't get into Portlandia.
Yeah, I've watched every episode. I love it. But there is one. There's one that stands out is particularly funny. You know, they do little skits. It's short little skits in their episodes. It's almost it's Lorne Michaels' production, so you know it's kind of got that feel. Anyway, it's there is an episode where. It was starting to the weather was starting to clear, and there's a 100-round-foot radius spot of sunlight coming through, and people all rush to it and they put their beach chairs out and they're getting out and they're suntanning, and then that covers up and another one opens up about 50 feet away and they all move their stuff, and then every time they get in the sun, everything's all happy and fun. And then as soon as the sun goes away, it's everybody goes full on depression mode. You know, it's really
good.
That's
good.
So,
that's good.
Well, it is the suicide capital of the world, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, the United States. I think Finland is actually.
Dave White is online.
Hey, Dave.
Come on down.
Come on, Dave. Come on, Overlord. You can do it.
So, Jason, how long have you been, how long has your podcast been out there?
I started Rediscover the 80s in 2011.
Wow, it's been a while.
We've been podcasting, the show has changed. it's gotten to the point where I have several different shows on the same feed now. But
right.
when I originally started, I think those episodes were maybe 2012 or 2013. And I did it in the style of VH1. I Love the 80s.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I had followed a bunch of podcasts and I'd been on a couple of them. I was I want to do something different. You know, I don't want to just do let's sit down and talk about something that's 35 years old. And I was I stumbled onto one of those episodes or something on YouTube. I was let me try to do that. So all those podcasts I listened to, I connected with the people that were on there. And then I went on and I did a separate Skype call with everybody and got their reaction to I don't know. I think the first one was 10 different topics. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of produced it all together. My background is radio. So the audio mixing and the production part of it, I really enjoy. So I was like, this is going to be a major task, and it took me forever because it was literally like 11 hours worth of audio to sort through and put all together. And when it came out, I was like, man, this is, I don't know if I can top this. I don't know if I can keep going, you know, because it was really good. And I've had several people over the years, you need to go back to that format. It was just a lot of work and a lot of hours just staring at the computer screen, you know, putting people's sound bites into like short little 10-minute segments and then, you know, going on the next one. I think the first show was like 2.5 hours, which is a long, but it's broken up. So I thought it was a lot easier to listen
Meet
to.
The hosts or RD80s episode one? Two hours, yeah. 50 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. So it was a little bit longer than that. So I did like, it was like 10 mini episodes in there, if you will. And then I did outtakes at the end too, because there were some great stories that people brought up. And the first episode was all just get online with me and then we'll talk about something. I didn't give them any kind of, like spreadsheet or anything of what I was going to talk about. And then the second one was a little bit different. They were like, give me the topics ahead of time so I can have something to say on everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, you don't need to know about everything. Just, you know, I don't care if you hated whatever we're going to talk about. Just I want your reaction, your honest reaction. Right and on. It turned out really good, and it really sparked a bunch of memories from some of the guests. So that's why I wanted to do like an outtake reel at the end. But y'all listen to that. You listen to the episode one and episode two.
I'm downloading episode one right now. I'm going to download episode two. I must have started in 2017 because on my iPhone, it shows me which ones I've already listened to.
Gotcha.
I go back to 80s crushes. that was a good one, dude.
yeah, that was fun. So yeah, we started, me and my buddy Wyatt, we started this one called Memory Jogger, which is basically, we've known each other since like fourth grade. So we go back and just whatever, find a topic and talk about from back in the day. And then I like doing like top five, you know, type shows. So I started that to doing the rank 'em shows. Mm-hmm. And then Wyatt and I got this idea just from doing another podcast we do about just going back and actually watching and reviewing stuff that we've either never seen before or haven't seen it since its initial release. So that's what we're going to do with those Rediscovered podcasts. We did The Highwayman. That was our first one, that television series from 87, and that was really fun. And we're going to do the Pole Position cartoon next.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
It's 13 episodes. We found it on YouTube. So we're going to do that next. It's going to be that's going to be fun. So we're going to do like movies. We're going to do TV shows and cartoons and different stuff. And, you know, just trying to do different kind of things, kind of like what y'all do. I mean, you guys, you know, you were doing, you know, the Incredible Hulk, you know, episode by episode. And
do you guys hear me?
That was Rose. Oh, my gosh. I can hear you.
He's there.
Dave
is on his phone. He's given up on his PC because it's a piece of shit. Sorry,
did I say
that loud?
That's all right, bro.
So, yeah.
God, I can't believe this.
We're just getting to know Jason a little bit better in person, other than, you know, all I know him from is listening to the podcast.
You know, we don't bring guests on to, like, get to know them. You guys really, what the hell?
All right, reel it back, Dave. We realize
we don't like Jason. Because he's torturing us later. We don't need that.
He's just pissed. I like Mask more than I like the dang Bionic 6.
Oh, let's not go there,
dude. Please. Jason, it's great to talk to you, brother.
Oh, it's good. I appreciate y'all having me on. And you know, game shows, man. I don't know how it just popped in my brain, but I was like, let me try to pull this off again, because I actually tried to do it or did do it on a show several years ago, and I didn't have this like live document share, you know, type thing. So I was like, let me try this, and I had my buddy Wyatt check out the document, and I was removing like the dollar amounts, you know, from the board. He's like, yeah, I can see it fine. So hopefully this will play out like a, you know, somewhat like an actual game show, and this will be great.
Yeah, the only part is that we can't buzz in. That's the only
That's the only thing. So
we can work around that.
Yeah, I was thinking like maybe whoever's like the low man on the board can be the next person to get a jump at a question or something like that. Mm-hmm. Since we don't have a buzzer, with Skype and all of our wonderful capabilities, it's still right. If you tried to say your name or something, who knows who's going to be first. But anyway,
right. No, this will work. I think it'll be fun.
Cool.
Your topics, though, they scare the hell out of me, I got to tell you.
Well, they're a lot easier topics than I tried to fool with you on the titles, but.
Okay. So, just to verify, I mean, Scott, are you recording?
Let's see. I am recording. I am at 8,524 kilobytes, 8,532, 8,552.
Oh. Okay, all right, man. You didn't have to go that crazy. I was just making sure because, you know, I'm a little disabled today.
8,615.
Does everybody have the board up, the game board? You want to test that out real quick?
I'm on.
Yes.
I have it in front of me. Oh, okay. Dave. Are you going to be able to do it, Dave?
Yeah, no, I've got – I can do that part.
Okay, you can do that part because you're working hand-in-hand with your phone and your computer.
Right.
Got exactly.
it. Multi-talented guy there.
Right on. Hey, oh my gosh.
I just wish I could turn my earbuds. This is pissing me off. I can't do anything tonight.
Can I go refresh my drink first?
No.
Tell him or do.
Come on, yeah. Tell him or do.
You can be.
Do I know Scott or what?
You can be Sean Connery as the guest. You know.
Sean Connery. Yes.
A little Celebrity Jeopardy action.
It was your mother, Alex. Stand by.
Oh dear.
This is what we call spearing.
All right, so I'm going to, like, remove a point amount, and you tell me what I removed, okay?
Beyond the top 40, and you remove 200.
Did you see that, Rose?
No.
You didn't see that?
It's supposed to, like, open up in some on my iPad, so.
Oh, okay. I hope you've got, like, live rushing.
If you were my earbuds, where would you be?
Okay, yeah, I refreshed it, and I see it now.
Okay.
So I'll just refresh it, like, every
time. You might have to, yeah. That's going to be a pain.
Yeah, it's all right.
Let me see. All right, well, I think I just deal with it. All right.
Are they in your backpack?
Well, that's just, I was thinking of the, you know what? I think you might have nailed it. Give me a minute. I have my phone. I can travel. Rose might have won the Koopy prize right there. That's, what do we got? See, where's my bag? I'm going to take that back upstairs. Scott's back. Can you hear that?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm not spearing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I probably should be.
All right. So, sorry about that delay. My wife asked when I went out there, she's like, are you done already? Like, no. And she's...
Hey, guess what I found?
She's got a really nasty cold. So. Oh, your earbuds? Cool.
Found my earbuds.
That'll help.
Hey, Scott, pull up your... You got your game board up?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to remove a mount, and you tell me what I removed. Okay?
Okay. 230 years ago.
Awesome. Okay, good.
Okay. Are we good?
Yep.
You guys hear me fine?
Yes.
You fine?
Good. Yes, sir.
Awesome. And I'm going to do... I'm actually going to plug my phone in so I don't lose because battery's going down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I better check my battery on my PC real quick here. Okay. I got about 3/4. I'm going to plug in, though, just in case.
Oh, wow. Well. Actually, that might be a problem for me because I got this stupid thing that I installed. You know what? I'm going to go with it. All right. Okay. All right. So, Rose, you're good with the board?
Yep.
Okay.
We are ready to roll.
We are ready to roll. So how are we doing this? Are we going to, I mean, we're doing the regular intro, I guess, and we're going to introduce our game master, that kind of thing?
That would be
Captain,
good.
Captain J, the game master.
All right, so you are recording then. Yep. So are you going to do the intro, Scott?
I suppose I could.
Go for it, man.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Banzai Retro Club. We have a special fun episode tonight. We have a special guest, Jason. And
hello.
He is the host of Rediscover the 80s podcast. And we are doing a game show tonight. The usual suspects are also here. It's myself, Scott, and Dave, and Rose. So,
hello, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
We're going to be doing a trivia game show, and Jason is going to be the game show host. So let's see how this rolls out. It might be a little bit of a test at first, but we'll get through it, and we got a lot of great topics to cover.
Sure will.
So, do you want to take it from here, Jason?
Sure. Just for our listeners who do not have the advantage of seeing this wonderful interactive game board I created, we've got it set up kind of like Jeopardy. I guess we can call it Banzai Jeopardy if we want to. Mm-hmm. But I've got 6 topics in 2 rounds. We're going to do, 100 to 500 in the first round and then 200 to 1,000, just like Jeopardy. And there will be some daily doubles out there, which I will promptly yell Banzai when one of y'all hit it.
Nice.
And then you can pretty much bet whatever you want to bet on the, the topic, the category. So I think we should let the lady go first.
Now, do we have to answer with a question?
Just answer regularly. And okay. What we'll do is we'll have Rose go first and she'll be – so one in control of the board until she misses. And then I don't know how we're going to do this if y'all are tied, but what we talked about was whoever has the lowest point total would get the next chance at the question if they want to. And I'm not going to do like negative. If you miss it, you miss it. Okay. We're not going to take those points away.
Okay.
So we'll just keep the point totals going in the positive direction.
Sounds good.
So I guess we'll flip a coin or something. I don't know for if y'all are tied, if the person in control misses. But the topics, let me give you the topics. Our categories for tonight in the first round is 30 years ago, hot-headed on the weekend, Bakula in time, beyond the top 40, transforming wars, and jonesing for adventure. So those are your topics for the first round, and we will put Rose in control of the board.
Well, I just got one. I just do have one clarifying question, though.
Sure.
Do we have a participation award?
I don't. You guys are going to have to come up with the prize. Whoever is the grand champion, I'll leave that up to you as far as the prizes.
But I might be able to arrange a spare copy of the Forbidden Zone. So we'll see.
What oh, God, nice. Heaven, no!
For the loser, got it. Okay.
I could provide a sticker sheet of Madball stickers if you want those.
Nice.
For...
awesome. Right. I think that is a grand prize right there.
Okay. Yeah. anyway, okay, go ahead, Rose, and if we got any other questions along the way as far as how the game is working or not working, we can figure this out, but pick cool. a category, pick a point total there, Rose.
All right, well, I'm going to be reserved here and go with Beyond the Top 40 for 100.
Beyond the Top 40 for 100. Now, Beyond the Top 40 is actually, if I can get to my... subject here. This is all about Casey Kasem's career beyond American Top 40.
Of course.
So the the $100 point question is, name the Scooby-Doo character that Kasem voiced for 40 years.
Oh, shit. Shaggy.
Correct. Very good.
Nice. I think she pulled that one out of her butt, though.
Was that a guess? Total. That was a guess, Rose?
That was a total guess.
Wow. Well, sometimes you got to guess at this. Guess. Okay, keep going.
Same
category or different category?
No. Jonesing for Adventure for 100.
Okay. Well, Jonesing for Adventure is all about Indiana Jones facts. Your $100 question, who was originally cast and even shot a screen test for the role of Indiana Jones, but had to back out due to his contract commitments to a successful TV show?
Oh, man. Homeboy with the mustache.
Homeboy with the mustache. Is that your final answer?
I don't believe that's a...
It's that guy with the what's his name with the Hawaiian shirt and see I suck at this. I can't think of his name. I'm looking right at him and I can't think of his name. Pass.
Okay.
So then how does that work? Does one of us steal or is that just a
Well, yes. I was gonna give one of you the opportunity to steal, but since you're both at zero, somebody flip a coin, or I can flip a coin.
I don't have a coin handy.
I've got... What do I have? I have a key. I can flip a key.
What?
Hang on. No, yeah, I have no access to coins right now. I just rolled all my coins and turned them into the bank.
Dave, you'd need to choose access or the number 66.
66.
You got it. 66. What's the answer?
All right. Well, homeboy from Magnum PI would be Tom Selleck.
There you go. Tom Selleck. Okay, Dave. You are in control, sir.
Let's go Transforming Wars for 100.
Transforming Wars for 100. This is all about Transformers and GoBots facts. Your $100 question is, which hit toy stores first, GoBots or Transformers?
That's going to be Transformers.
I didn't think about this where it was either one answer or the other. Because now whoever gets to steal this obviously knows the answer. Because that's all right. Incorrect.
That's incorrect. Okay. So...
So we'll I guess give that to Scott.
Yep.
That works. And then he gets to pick the next one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So GoBots came out. GoBots toys came out
in 1983 and Transformers, it was 1984.
That would have been my answer, just so you know.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Scott, you're in control.
Cool. cool. Let's try Bacula in Time.
Bacula in Time.
100.
Well, this category is all about the actor Scott Bakula and his career outside Quantum Leap.
Oh, lovely.
For 100, let me get rid of that on the board first. For 100, Scott Bakula had a recurring role as Ted Shively, a gynecologist and ex-husband to Annie Potts' character, Mary Jo, on this sitcom from 1986 to 1988.
I'm going to say Designing Women.
You would say correctly, sir. Way to go. We need like a sound effect there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned that Scott knows about Designing Women, though.
Oh, you know what? It's all about Annie Potts.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's a good thing that he mentioned that in the question, because I would have never known. Let's go with
Homegirl from Ghostbusters. All right, go ahead.
Let's try Hot-Headed on the Weekend for 100.
Hot-Headed on the Weekend. Hot-Headed on the Weekend is all about the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did there? Saturday Night Fever. True or false? The Saturday Night Fever soundtrack is the only disco album to win Album of the Year on the Grammy Awards.
Wow. I'm going to say false.
And we're going to have to flip a coin because that is not right.
Damn.
It's actually true.
I thought Donna Summer would have had something in there.
Nope.
Queen of Disco. All right,
Dave, we'll let Rose choose this time. Access or 66.
Oh, it's my turn again.
No, you've got to choose between Access and, Access.
I'm flipping it. Access? Okay. Wow. That fell on the floor. It's Access. So she got that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. 200 for you. Okay. Rose, you're back in control.
Okay. Let's go Hot-Headed on the Weekend for 200.
I knew she was going to go with that category. I just knew it.
The Saturday Night Fever soundtrack is the second best-selling soundtrack of all time at 16 million units sold. Name the 1992 soundtrack that holds the top spot at 18 million units sold.
Couldn't even tell you. I don't know.
Okay. Batman. Dave?
So we're looking for a 1992 soundtrack that sold a lot.
Yep.
Wow. Nothing's coming to mind. I don't know.
Okay. Scott? Take a shot.
How about Singles?
Singles is incorrect.
Okay.
The correct answer is The Bodyguard.
Bodyguard. Man, I knew that.
So no points on that one. We'll remove that from the board.
No worries.
Rose, you're still in control.
Okay. continue the spiral downward with Hot-Headed on the Weekend. 300.
Okay.
Let's just dig ourselves deeper, why don't we?
Sure, we're going to do that.
For 300, the Bee Gees track, You Should Be Dancing, was featured in the ending scene of this 2010 animated movie. You Should Be Dancing.
Animated Happy Feet?
Incorrect. Dave.
Despicable Me.
Nicely done. That is great.
Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Good one, Dave.
Yeah, okay, I'm down with the Minions. 30 years ago for 100.
30 years ago for 100. This is obviously events from 1988. And for 100, September 17th, 2018, this city becomes the second in Asia to host the Summer Olympics. Name the city.
Hosted the Olympics in
1988. The Summer Olympics, that is.
Beijing?
Incorrect.
Ooh, okay.
All right, we're going to have to flip again with my key. Scott, we'll give you the choice, Access or 66.
66.
This is crazy.
Just like the root.
What number am I thinking of right now?
You got it, 66. Okay, so Scott, do you have an answer for that?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I can't think of any name. I cannot think of any Chinese cities other than Beijing right now. Yeah. I'm gonna pass
not necessarily China. It's Asia.
Oh, Asia.
City in Asia.
Oh, boy. Guess still. I got Hong Kong. How about Hong Kong?
Okay.
Guess.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Rose, you got a guess?
Seoul.
Correct. Seoul, South Korea.
Nice. Yes.
She got that one. Okay, Rose.
Thanks. All righty. Let's see. Do I want to keep digging my own hole?
And just for the listener, Dave's at 400, Rose's at 300, and Scott's at 200.
Good job. Yes. We need to keep updating them on the scores.
Dang. Let's go with Bacula in time for 200.
Bacula in time for 200. From 1993 to 1996, Bacula had a recurring role as Peter Hunt, a reporter and love interest to the main character on this long-running TV sitcom. I can repeat the question, too, if you need it. Just as a Peter for everybody. Hunt.
Long-running sitcom from
1993 to 1996.
That was his role.
That was his role, yeah, when he was on the show.
Okay. Sitcom.
Please answer this. I got nothing.
Roseanne?
Incorrect.
Okay.
And it is over to Scott.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. Dave, you got a shot at this?
Give me the years again.
His recurring role was from 93 to 96. The show lasted a lot longer than that.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Would it help if I told you it was being rebooted this year? It's actually Murphy Brown.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I didn't follow that show at all.
Back to you, Rose.
Okay. Let's see. Well, let's try disco one more time. Let's go hot-headed on the weekend for 400.
Hot-headed on the weekend for 400. Film producers intended to use the song Lowdown by this artist in the rehearsal scene between Tony and Nett, but refused the rights by Columbia House Records. I'm sorry, Columbia Records. I got Columbia House on the mind. So who sang the song Lowdown that they were going to use in that scene?
Dr. Hook?
Incorrect. Scott?
Boz Scaggs.
Boom!
Oh, bam!
Good job.
400. Good job.
Well done, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay. Scott, you're in control.
Oof. Let's go 30 years ago, 200.
Okay. July 1988, Oliver North testifies in a joint congressional hearing that he previously lied to Congress about the sales of weapons to negotiate the release of U.S. hostages in what is known as this political scandal.
The Iran-Contra hearings. Iran-Contra hearings?
Close enough.
Okay.
The Iran-Contra affair is affair, what most people call it. Yeah.
Okay.
I will give that to you for 200.
Nice.
Okay.
Let's stick with 30 years ago, 300.
October 15th, 1988. This Los Angeles Dodger hits a dramatic walk-off home run to defeat the Oakland Athletics 5-4 in Game 1 of the World Series.
Oh. I lived in California at the time.
Very iconic. Very iconic.
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm drawing a blank. I got nothing.
Okay.
Pass.
Rose, do you know this one?
I might be wrong. I want to say Reggie Jackson, but I think that's wrong.
That would be incorrect.
Yeah.
Dave?
So, listener, this is a confession. I know shit about sports. This is kind of a by design, so I got nothing on this. And okay. This is the part where everybody's like yelling at their, like, they're like, what the hell? Nobody knows this. So please enlighten us.
It was Don Dodge Drysdale. No. I'm sorry. He was on the Brady Bunch. Never mind.
Yeah. It was Kurt Gibson. He had that iconic moment where he's pumping his arm, going around. He was hurt, I think, too. And they, like, brought him in. I can't remember what injury he had. But anyway, go ahead. We'll get off sports now. And Scott, you're still in control.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, because nobody got it right.
Nobody got it right.
Okay. I'm going to stick with 30 years ago. I like this. 400.
400. November 8th, 1988, George H.W. Bush becomes the first sitting vice president of the United States in 152 years to be elected as president of the United States by defeating this Democratic opponent.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I know this. Oh, my God. I'm going to, like, flip out when I hear the real answer because I know it. Oh, I can't. I got nothing.
Okay. All right. It's over to you, Rose.
Bob Dole?
No.
Incorrect. Dave?
Was that Dukakis?
Yes.
Peter Dukakis.
Woo! Not Peter.
No, Michael, David. Michael. David Dukakis.
Michael Dukakis.
Yeah. Yes, you got it.
Oh.
Dave got it for 400. All right.
I can see the guy. I can see his face. I know. I remember this. I remember it. Yeah. Damn. All right. Good job.
All right, Dave. You're in control.
We're going back to Jonesing for Adventure for 200.
Jonesing for Adventure for 200. The creators of this video game franchise would later change their lead character to a female because they felt the original design was too similar to Indiana Jones.
Change their lead character to a female because they felt it was too similar. Tomb Raider?
Correct.
Oh, my God. Well, I pulled that one out of my butt. All right. Cool.
All right, keep going.
Transforming Wars, 200.
Transforming Wars for 200. Name the two American toy companies that initially released GoBots and Transformers.
GoBots. Who released GoBots? I'm just going to shoot in the dark here. Hasbro and Kenner?
Incorrect.
Yeah, I figured.
Rose, it's over to
Hasbro
you.
Hasbro and Mattel?
Incorrect.
Damn.
Scott? Who made those damn GoBots?
I don't know, man. But I can think. They already named the three big. You know.
It's kind of one out of left field, really.
Yeah, I Mattel and Kenner.
Sorry.
Combined answers.
Yeah, combined, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a good try. It was Hasbro and Tonka.
Tonka? Really?
Tonka released the GoBots.
Wow.
Dave, back to you.
Of course they did. Okay.
Let's see. 30 years ago for 500. Go for the big dog.
Big game.
30 years ago for 500.
I was in the category out.
On March 16th, Michael Jackson's Bad album becomes the first to achieve four number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100 pop chart for one album. Later, a fifth single would also hit number one, as well as two other singles that charted in the top 11. So if you're keeping track, that's seven total.
Good God.
But what I want from you is name four of the five singles from Michael Jackson's Bad that hit number one.
Wow. Okay. From the Bad album. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So we've got Billie Jean.
No, sir.
No. That's not in the Bad album?
No.
That's earlier.
Wow. Okay. That's I'm close. Right off the. Wow. I'm great. Well, okay.
All right.
I didn't even make it a one on that. Wow.
Rose, we are over to you. I need four or five number ones from Michael Jackson's Bad album.
So are we counting Bad?
Bad is one.
Yep.
Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal is not correct.
Oh.
Oh my God! I was counting on Rose to get this
criminal
one.
Criminal went to number seven. Criminal was one of the ones that didn't make that top spot. Okay, so Scott, it's up to you.
I'm gonna say Bad.
Okay.
Man in the Mirror.
That's two.
Black or White.
It's a great song, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Black or White?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope, that was later. The five that went number one were Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel.
Oh, yeah.
Man in the Mirror. Mm-hmm. Dirty Diana.
That was my next one.
And
I would have
just
three.
Can't Stop Damn. Loving You.
Wow.
He also charted Smooth Criminal and Just Another Part of Me.
Yeah.
Incredible album.
Dirty Diana was the best one on there.
That was for 500 now, so that was I'm making these a little bit hard on the 500s. But anyway. Yeah. All right. Who was in control? Dave?
I think Dave was in control.
Yeah, actually I did. Yeah, I did. For listener, Dave's at 1,000, Scott's at 800, and Rose is at 300. We'll go to Jonesing for Adventure for 300.
Jonesing for Adventure. What two Star Wars characters can be seen on a pillar in the Well of Souls scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Correct.
What?
That's some Indian there.
Yeah.
All right. Let me
now
take
wait.
That
wait which episode was that? Which Indiana?
That was the first one. That was Raiders when he's in the well and he does the sunlight with the stick in the gym.
Yeah.
And R2 and C-3PO are in there.
They are on one of the pillars. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I'm gonna have to go back and look at that.
Easter egg, man. Easter egg.
Oh, man.
Okay, Scott. Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. It's your turn, Dave.
Let's go Jonesing for Adventure for 400.
What film did Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford's wife, Melissa Matheson, write during shooting breaks on location of Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I have no idea.
Not taking a guess?
Nope, I got nothing.
Okay, Rose?
Jewel of Nile? I don't know.
Nope. Scott?
That's my guess.
How about How about Witness?
Incorrect.
Damn. Regarding Henry. The correct
answer is, nope. The correct answer is E.T.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
They wrote E.T. during the shooting race. The Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow.
That's cool.
See, this is informative, too, you know. Yeah. I'm trying to fill y'all's minds as we go through.
Okay. I just realized that we need a phone a friend, though.
Yeah. My wife was offering up to do the phone a friend thing, too, when I told her about this. She's like, I can be a phone a friend. And I'm like, I have no idea what they're... Yeah, but she's crashed out because she's got a really nasty cold, so...
Oh, hope she feels better.
Yeah, me too, but... Anyway, go ahead.
Dave, back to you.
Let's close that up for 500. Jordan's in Fort Adventure.
Okay, this was a fun one. The Young Indiana Jones Chronicles guest starred five actors that were cast or would later be cast in Star Wars films. Harrison Ford is obviously one who played Han Solo. I just want you to name one more. Name another actor that appeared in the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles with Star Wars ties.
Let's just go Mark Hamill.
Incorrect.
Ah, okay.
It was not in there. Rose?
Carrie Fisher.
Incorrect.
Damn.
Scott, over to you. Good guesses, though.
Oh, man.
Obviously not good enough.
I got nothing.
Nothing?
Peter Cushing.
No. One of the answers that would have been right would be Christopher Lee, who played Count Dooku.
No kidding.
He was in one of the episodes. Ian McDiarmid, who played Emperor Palpatine and Darth Sidious.
Wow.
Max Van Sydow. He was the guy at the beginning of Force Awakens, where his, you know, the whole village gets blown up. Mm-hmm. Laura Santeca is his name. And Anthony Daniels, who was C-3PO, actually appeared in a Young Indiana Jones
episode. I was thinking C-3PO, but I could not remember the actor's name. I could not get Roddy McDowall out of my head because I just watched Planet of the Apes. Okay. I'm like, it's not Roddy McDowall. It's Anthony Daniels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good.
Okay. Well, that finishes out that category. I think, Dave, you're still in control.
Well, we've gone that long since we've got something right. What the hell? All right, so Transforming Wars 300.
Transforming Wars for 300. Name the Marvel superhero who made a guest appearance battling Megatron on the cover of the Transformers #3 comic book in 1984.
All right, so we have...
I'm not going to pick somebody obscure. I'm just, oh, you know. Marvel superhero.
Marvel superhero that was... battling Megatron. Let's go Incredible Hulk.
Incorrect.
Ah, okay.
Rose, we're to you.
Iron Man.
Incorrect. Damn. Scott.
That would have been a good battle, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't even know. Spider-Man. I don't
correct.
Even know.
Correct.
What?
Look at that. Nice.
Spider-Man. Is correct.
Really?
Yep. Good wow. job.
Oof. Okay.
Spidey sells comic books.
He does.
Yeah.
All right, Scott.
Let's go back to Beyond the Top 40 for 200.
Okay. Beyond the Top 40 for 200. Casey Kasem made two cameo appearances on this high school sitcom in 1989 and 1991.
How about Saved by the Bell?
You are correct. For 200.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay. We're now tied at the top. Dave and Scott have 1,300. Rose. Come on now. 300. All right, Scott.
All right, I'm gonna go with Beyond the Top 40 for 300.
For 300, name the superhero Kasem voiced for over 100 episodes in the 1973 to 85 animated series Super Friends.
How about Aquaman?
Incorrect. To you, Rose.
Yeah. Super Friends.
It's a great show.
Shit. Superman?
Incorrect. Dave.
You know, I wish I knew this, like, easily, like right off the top of my head, but I'm guessing Batman.
And you are close, but not Robin. Correct. It's Robin. Actually Robin. Robin.
Yeah.
Ah. He was Robin.
Just popped into my head.
Okay.
Golly gee, these damn wrong answers.
Scott, I think you're in control, Scott.
All right, well, let's go with Beyond the Top 40 for 400.
Okay. Name two of the characters Casey Kasem voiced in the Generation 1 Transformers animated series.
Pass.
Do we need to just go over to Dave on this one?
Yeah,
Rose, do you have a guess?
Starscream?
Incorrect.
That's a...
Dave?
Casey Kasem, so Transformers, you said Generation 1. Mm-hmm. I know Jazz and Bumblebee.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
He was Cliff Jumper. He was Blue Streak. He was Teletran 1, their computer. And he was also Dr. Arkville in, and there was like a three-part episode for Transformers. So I should just made that one, have y'all guess one on that one. But anyway, all right. I'm getting a little deep into the Transformers universe here. Who's in control, Scott?
I think so.
Okay.
Let's do Hot-Headed for the weekend. Hot-Headed on the weekend. Sorry. We're heading for the weekend. Lover boy. Working for the weekend. Sorry. Wrong. Totally. Hot-Headed on the weekend, 500, please.
For 500, the track If I Can't Have You was written by the Bee Gees and also released by them as a side B to Stayin' Alive, but was performed on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack by this artist.
Yeah, it's a woman. I cannot remember her name. Oh my God. It's very obscure. It was One Hit Wonder.
Yeah.
I've watched the video, and I cannot recall her name, so I'm going to have to pass.
Let's see what the 80s music girl knows here.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not trying to rub it in.
Just say that, Alan, was, just say that was the 70s.
That was the 70s. So.
Ellen somebody.
You're close, but I don't think I can give that to you.
Okay. That's fine.
Dave,
you got an answer?
I've got no answer at all.
The artist's name is Yvonne Elliman.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Ellen Elliman, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gave me that one either.
There's no way I would have gotten into that.
Now, have you guys ever watched the video?
No.
Yeah.
Just go watch it.
I've actually, which Adam Sandler movie is that in? Is that in Big Daddy?
I don't know if it's in, I don't remember if it was in a movie, but I remember watching the video going, wow, that's really kind of creepy.
I don't know, it sticks out to me. He's
very
trying to 70s. Impress some girl in, yeah. In one of his movies, and he plays that song. Anyway.
Oh, nice.
Who's in control? I think Scott's in control.
Still? Wow.
I think so.
Oh man. Okay. We'll go Bacula in Time 300.
Bacula in Time 300. In 1998, Bacula starred as pitcher Gus Cantrell in this baseball movie sequel.
98, huh? Major League 2? I don't know. I have no idea. That's it.
Incorrect on that one. Mm-hmm. Rose.
Please. Baseball movie sequel.
Ouch.
Sandlot 2?
Incorrect on that
You're
one.
You're killing Dave. Me, Smalls.
You got an answer, Dave?
I think that was Major League.
Oh, Major League came out in the 80s.
No, that was the 80s.
98.
98, man.
It's actually closer than you think.
Oh.
The sequel to Major League.
He already said that.
Back in Minors?
He said Major League 2. It's actually Major League 3, Back to the Minors.
Oh,
three. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And, well, Dave did say Back to the Minors, so I think we should give that one to him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Oh, hell. Might as well.
All right, Dave.
Hey, did you take 300 off the board?
There
you go.
Yep.
There you go. Right there. Oh, do you want to read the scores real quick? Dave is at 1,600. I'm at 1,300. Rose at 300. There we go.
All righty. Okay. Well, since that one somewhat worked out for me, I'll go Bacula in Time for 400.
Bonsai!
Oh, hey! Daily double.
Daily double.
The first you got to give me how much do you want to risk here? Well, I guess, how are we going to do this since we're not doing negative? I didn't even think about that. Well, I tell you what, for the Bonsai ones, since you can risk more, we'll say this is going to be negative if you miss it. How about that?
Okay.
Agreed. I'm on board.
Okay. All right. So how much are you going to risk, Dave? Of your 1,600, with Scott at 1,300 and Rose at 300.
Well, then I will risk 300.
For 300, Scott Bakula starred in this short-lived 1986 sitcom based on a movie in which he took over the lead role of Hunt Stevenson from Michael Keaton. Name the sitcom.
Hunt Stevenson, Michael Keaton. Sitcom. We got nothing. I don't know. No.
We don't. I believe the don't give an opportunity to steal on the daily doubles. So.
Damn. Really?
Do you know it?
I got a guess. I got a guess.
Well, let's. We'll say it won't count, but we'll. Okay. We'll entertain your guest.
Gung Ho.
That is correct.
Nice.
Nice pull. But I believe, Dave, you're going to be still in control. We've got 500 at Bakula in Time, 500 beyond the top 40, and then Transforming Wars, 400 and 500 left.
Bakula in Time, 500.
Scott Bakula's first film credit is a starring role in this 1986 Disney television movie featuring a man exposed to an alien gas which results in a miraculous ability to heal his own body. Can you name the movie?
This is obviously not Greatest American Hero.
Very obscure. Let me just put it that way.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Rose? Mm-mm. Got a guess?
Nope, not even a guess.
Scott?
Yeah, I got nothing.
The movie was called I-Man. I-Man. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Very obscure, like I said.
Very obscure.
Okay, we got a couple categories left to finish out. What do you got?
Closing out Beyond the Top 40 at 500.
Beyond the Top 40 for 500. And you hit a bonsai.
Again?
Got them both.
All right.
Kasem's career. How much are you going to risk?
Oh, we'll throw another 300 in there.
Okie doke. From 1978 to 1980, Kasem voiced the character Mark for 85 episodes in an American adaptation of the Japanese anime series Science Ninja Team Gatchaman. Can you name the American adaptation of this show?
Give me the anime name again.
Science Ninja Team Gatchaman.
Science Ninja Team. Yeah, I only thing that comes to mind is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I got nothing.
No, that's incorrect.
Yeah.
Any Rose, do you have a guess?
No.
Scott?
Can you say the question again, please?
Sure. From 1978 to 80, Casey Kasem voiced the character Mark for 85 episodes in an American adaptation of the Japanese anime series Science Ninja Team Gatchaman.
78 to 80. Yeah, Grape Ape.
No.
No, I got it. Magilla Gorilla. That's it.
Nope, sorry.
Okay. Hong Kong Phooey. We'll throw a random shit
out there. The answer is Battle of the Planets.
Really?
Battle of the Planets. All right.
I remember that.
Transformers. Okay. Who's in control?
Dave's still in control.
Yep. Make sure you deduct those points from me, though.
Yeah, that was a bonsai question. So
I'm back down to 1,000 there. Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
Transforming Wars for 400.
Name the GoBots feature film that was released to theaters March 21st, 1986, 4 months before the Transformers movie.
You mean they actually made a movie of that pile of what? Sorry. Rise of the GoBots. I've got nothing.
Nope.
Yep.
Rose.
Let's see. What would sound like a really good GoBot title for a Meet the GoBots?
Meet the GoBots.
No, sorry. No,
I believe that was the Bigfoot version of Meet the Hendersons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott,
do you have anything?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. The name of the movie was GoBots Battle of the Rock Lords.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure it was.
You can actually find it on YouTube.
Five people were in the theater when they saw it.
Yeah. All right, I have a good feeling about this one, Dave.
What wasn't it, Rock Lords? Wasn't that the one that the Pia Zadora movie that you wanted to watch?
No, that was Rock Aliens. That was
Rock Aliens. Okay.
Yeah, Invasion of the Rock Aliens. Yeah. Or Adventures of the Rock Aliens. It's a very bizarre movie. Jason, have you seen that, by the way?
Have not, sorry.
Dude, seriously, look it up.
Okay.
Really.
It's one of those mystery science theater kind of movie ideas that we talk about.
Pia Zadora, I can't remember if it's Adventure of the Rock Aliens or Attack or something of the Rock Aliens. And it's with Pia Zadora, and it's...
I'm sure it's on Netflix now.
I'm telling you, it's priceless, dude.
Priceless.
All right, Dave. This last question is yours.
All right, Transforming Wars for 500.
I have a good feeling about this. All right, for 500, name the two legendary voice actors who portrayed Optimus Prime and Megatron in the original Transformers series, and also teamed to voice the two-headed GoBots, Sticks and Stones, in the aforementioned GoBots Battle of the Rock Lords movie? Can you name them? Who played Optimus Prime and Megatron?
Peter Cullen.
Is one.
Shoot. Megatron. Why don't I know that? I mean, Optimus Prime, everybody knows that. That's why I was quick to know that. But I'm like, Megatron, I don't think I ever committed that to memory.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Other than Peter, that's all I've got.
Rose, do you got it?
Peter Cullen and Frank Welker.
Oh, boom!
Welker, yes.
Frank
oh
Welker
God.
For yes. 500. Rose.
That's how you do it.
There you go, girl.
For that shit.
You go, girl.
She needed that 500, yes. Too.
Frank Welker
hey, be quiet.
Is probably the most credited voice actor of all time. He's been yeah. in everything.
Oh, he's yeah. awesome.
Yeah. I would love to meet him someday. But anyway, all right, so we finally finished round one. Yay. We Scott is in the lead at 1,300. Dave is at 1,000, and Rose is at 800. So we're still pretty close here, okay? Nobody's nobody's out of it yet.
Who will win? Will the podcast overlord make a stunning comeback? Or will Rose be the bonsai champion? Can Scott hold on to the lead? Come back next week for an exciting conclusion of Bonsai Jeopardy! Thanks for listening, and please remember to go on to iTunes and leave a review for us. Also, check out our website and see all the awesome retro blog posts and past podcast episodes. Plus, while you're at the website, please go down to the bottom and click on Patreon and help support the page. It helps us pay for the hosting of all the podcasts and the website. And we want to say a special thank you to our game show host, Jason, from Rediscover the 80s. Check out his website, blog, and podcast at rediscovertheeighties.com. That's rediscovertheeighties.com. See you next time for round two of Bonsai Jeopardy!
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!